I want to deal with a matter that came up in the parliament. I think it was yesterday. You know, we have some characters in the parliament. Unfortunately, some of these remnants, as I call them yesterday, have found their way into this parliament. The leader of the opposition was not able to get rid of all of them. Some of them somehow were able to find their way into the current parliament. And one of them is a fellow called Rudal Munilal. Dr. Rudal Munilal. Let me give him his proper respects. And he has a habit of coming to parliament to bust a mark. That's all he does. He does two things. He comes and he makes scandalous allegations without a shred of evidence. And he makes jokes. So yesterday, I described him as a political comedian. I might have described him as the parliament jester, but I figured the speaker would have pulled me up. So I thought political comedian was appropriate. But he made one of his usual scandalous personal attacks against our political leader. He pulled out some document, a circular from the Ministry of Finance, which had revised the rates paid to officials of the government, senior public servants, and other public officials who travel abroad on public business. And in 2017, the Minister of Finance, myself, I had issued a circular which amended the rates that were available to persons traveling abroad on public business, giving various rates for a per diem allowance. Because in the past, years ago, there was something called an accountable allowance, so that persons who travel on public business would get an advance, and when they came back, they had to account for every cent and produce bills. It all became very, very tedious, and quite a few people ended up owing a lot of money. Were not able to produce the bills, but they had lost the bills and so on. So years ago, the system was changed to create something called a per diem allowance based on an assessment of the average cost of hotel accommodation, meals, ground transportation, and other expenses that a public official would have, as in the case of our Prime Minister who had gone to Houston, had gone to Ghana, had gone to the United Kingdom to have very high-level negotiations with the heads of oil companies. And let me just make the point. Those high-level discussions that Dr. Rowley engaged in resulted in a payment to the Treasury in 2019 of enhanced oil revenue of $1.8 billion. $1.8 billion we got from the oil companies as compensation for previous arrangements in terms of taxes and so on.